So let me tell you what's happening in Japan right now. Last week, the United States and Japan kicked off their big annual military exercise called Resolute Dragon. It's one of the largest drills between the two countries, with more than 19,000 troops taking part. The focus of this exercise is maritime defense and littoral protection, basically guarding sea lanes and coastal areas. Now here's where things get interesting. For the very first time, the United States Army revealed its new Typhoon missile system inside Japan. This system is truck-based, mobile, and can fire two very powerful weapons, the Standard Missile 6 and the Tomahawk cruise missile. Both are capable of hitting targets deep inside China's eastern coast. The Typhoon was delivered just last month to a US base in Iwakuni, southwestern Japan. And even though it won't be fired during the exercise, just its presence is a big message. Because early in 2024, the US had deployed Typhoon in the Philippines, and that already made China and Russia angry. And sure enough, as soon as the system was showcased in Japan, Beijing reacted sharply. China's foreign ministry openly said that America and Japan should promptly withdraw Typhoon, calling it a direct threat to regional stability. They also warned that it could trigger an arms race and fuel military confrontation in Asia. Now, looking at China's reaction, that reveals a lot about the possible reasons behind America's move. So let me point out all the possible reasons one by one. Point number one. The Typhoon can fire Tomahawk and SM-6 missiles, which means it can reach deep into China's eastern coast. By putting it in Japan, the US is basically saying, we can hit your critical bases if you push too far in the region. It's a direct signal to discourage China's extra power in the East China Sea, Taiwan Strait, or even near the disputed Senkaku Islands. Reason number two. Japan is rapidly upgrading its military, but it still relies heavily on United States technology. By deploying Typhoon there, Washington is reassuring Tokyo that America is fully committed to its defense. It also strengthens joint operations and makes the alliance more credible in the eyes of both China and North Korea. Reason number three. Sometimes deployments are not just about capability, they are about psychology. By showcasing Typhoon in Japan after the Philippines, the United States might be testing China's reaction, how strongly Beijing reacts, and how far it is willing to escalate in response. Reason number four. If Typhoon is in both Philippines and Japan, China suddenly faces threats from multiple directions, south and east. That creates a strategic dilemma for Beijing because then it gets a bit difficult for China to concentrate its defenses in just one area. And the last reason is recently China, Russia, and North Korea have shown more military solidarity during China's Victory Day parades, summits, and even joint exercises. Now, deploying Typhoon is a way for the United States to balance the power block and remind them that Washington still has the edge in advanced missile technology. So, these are the possible reasons. Now, if you see, Japan is itself building up its military at a record speed. It is investing heavily in mid and long-range strike capabilities, something they call strike-back power. Why? Because Japan feels squeezed on all sides. China's rise, North Korea's missiles, and even Russia's moves in the region. And just a few days before Typhoon was revealed, Japan spotted China's newest aircraft carrier Fujian sailing in the East China Sea, very close to the disputed Senkaku Islands, which both China and Japan claim. That timing makes the situation even more tense. At the same time, United States, Japan, and South Korea are also running another joint drill called Freedom Edge. And the focus of this drill is to defend against North Korea's nuclear and missile threats. Now, this comes right after North Korea's Kim Jong-un showed up in Beijing with Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, signaling that China, Russia, and North Korea are standing close together. So, if you look at the bigger picture, it's like two sides are setting up the chess pieces. On one side, you have the United States, Japan, and South Korea tightening defense cooperation. And on the other side, you have China, Russia, and North Korea showing solidarity. And in the middle of it all, the Typhoon missile system has become the new symbol of deterrence for the United States and Japan, but also of provocation for China. Now the question is, will Typhoon remain just for exercises, or will it become a permanent feature in Asia's security landscape? Because if that happens, we might be looking at the start of a new missile race in the Indo-Pacific. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.